Title: DJ Friendly Intro Design with Stock Devices Advanced. Alright, let's build a DJ friendly drum and bass intro that actually works in a mix. Not dead air, not a cinematic pad that feels cool in headphones but falls apart in a club blend. We're making a stable, tempo locked, phrase clean 32 bar intro in Ableton Live, using only stock devices, and we're doing it in the arrangement view like a real record. Set your tempo around 174 BPM. And before you touch any device, we're going to set a spec, because this is the difference between an intro that DJs love and one that gets skipped. Here's the spec. Length: 32 bars. You can do 16 if you're making a DJ tool, but 32 is the luxury version that makes blending painless. Now add locators. Put one at 1.1.1 for the intro start, 9.1.1 for phrase 2, 17.1.1 for development, 25.1.1 for pre-drop, and 33.1.1 for the drop. Those locators are not just for you. They're the skeleton that makes the track readable in a club. In DNB, phrasing is a language. If you speak it clearly, DJs trust you. Now, what are we building across those 32 bars? Bars 1 to 16 is the mix embed, tight tops, a stable groove, minimal low end, and just enough identity that it feels like your tune, not a placeholder. Bars 17 to 24 is tension and identity, a bass mid teaser, maybe the signature stab, slightly more drum movement. Bars 25 to 32 is pre-drop lift, snare build or switch up, riser, reverb throws, and a clear marker that the drop is coming. Let's start with the foundation, the mix and drum bed, bars 1 through 16. Your goal here is simple: give the DJ something to beat match instantly, without low-end conflict. So keep the transient map consistent. That means your grid clarity elements, like closed hats or a steady shaker, should be reliable. Save the chaos for textures and effects. Arrangement-wise, here's a strong starting layout. Kick, either absent for bars 1 to 8, or extremely light. If you do bring one in, do it in bars 9 to 16 and keep it soft. Snare marker, instead of a full snare, use a ghost snare, rim, or wood block on 2 and 4. The point is I can lock this in, not this is the drop. Hats, consistent eighths or sixteenths with some velocity variation, but don't over-randomize timing. You want groove, not wobble. Then subtle perks or shakers for movement. Here's a pro workflow move: if you already have drop drums, duplicate that group and call it intro drums. Then strip it down. Remove your heavy snare layer, remove sub-E kick layers, remove super wide effects. You're creating a mix tool version of your drums. Now process that intro drums group with stock devices. First, EQ 8, high pass around 30 to 40 Hz with a steep slope to clear, rumble. If it's boxy, do a gentle dip in the 200 to 350 Hz zone, like 2 to 4 dB. And if you need a touch of air, a tiny high shelf around 8 to 10 kHz. Keep it tasteful. Bright hats are great, but bright hats plus DJ blends can become weaponized. Next, drum bus. This is where you add a bit of glue and attitude without making it loud. Drive around 3 to 8%. Subtle. Crunch 0 to 10%, only if it helps. Boom off. Seriously, boom is the easiest way to accidentally start a low-end fight with the outgoing track. Transients plus 5 to plus 15 to get clarity without needing extra volume. And game match the output. Don't let better just mean louder. Then utility. Keep width around 80 to 100% early on. Stable. Turn on bass mono around 120 Hz. That's club safety and DJ safety. Teacher note: your intro should usually be a little quieter than your drop, like 1 to 3 dB in perceived level. DJs love headroom, and your drop will hit harder when it arrives. Now we need a low-end plan. This is where most intros fail. The quickest way to annoy a DJ is to put full sub in bars 1 to 16. Because now the DJ has to carve either you or the outgoing track, and that means compromises. So pick one of three strategies. No sub at all early, which is the most DJ-friendly. A filtered hint of sub, super controlled, or a mid-bass teaser with no real sub content. Let's do the cleanest plan, no sub until later, and tease the bass in the mids. On your bass group, put auto-filter early in the chain, for saturation and compression if you can. Set it to a high-pass 24 dB filter. Now automate the cutoff. Start around 150 Hz in the early intro, and slowly open it towards 60 to 80 Hz over 16 to 24 bars, depending on how late you want to claim the low end. Resonance around 0.8 to 1.2. Enough to feel movement, not enough to whistle. And here's the mindset shift: you are designing for mix out, not just mix in. DJs overlap 32 to 64 bars sometimes, so your intro shouldn't rely on one fragile element like a single riser or one pad. If the outgoing track is busy, your intro still needs to read as hats, a marker on 2 and 4, and restrained low end until you decide to take it. Okay, now let's add identity without ruining the blend, Atmos and texture. Make an Atmos audio track. Grab a tiny piece of break, foley, or a vocal grain. Warp it, stretch it, keep it low in the mix. Think of it like fog. You notice when it disappears, not when it arrives. Atmos chain, stock only. EQ8 first, high pass at 200 to 400 Hz. We are not letting atmosphere pollute the low end. Then hybrid reverb, hall or shimmer, but subtle. Decay 3 to 8 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 30 milliseconds, mix 10 to 25%, then auto-pan. Sync it to half a bar or one bar, amount 15 to 35%, phase 120 to 180 degrees for width. Optional jungle grit, redux, extremely light, a tiny downsample move, maybe 1.0 to 0.6, and little to no bit reduction. This is seasoning, not distortion. Now we start the real advanced part, the energy ramp from bar 9 to bar 32. This is where arrangement and automation do the heavy lifting, not just adding more layers until it's a mess. Think in macro automation lanes. Choose 3 to 5 lanes you'll ride across the intro. Drum density, like adding layers at phrase boundaries. Filter opening, like that bass high pass slowly relaxing. Reverb and echo sends, rising into moments then cutting. Noise or riser volume. Stereo width, narrow early, wider later. And stay disciplined. Make most changes on 8-bar boundaries unless you want a deliberate fake-out. DNB intros get nervous when stuff changes every 2 bars for no reason. Here's a classic blueprint. Bars 1 to 8. Tops and Atmos only. No sub. Minimal snare marker. Maybe even just a rim that's barely there. Bars 9 to 16. Introduce the ghost snare or a rim clearly on 2 and 4. Add a tiny break layer very low, like minus 18 to minus 24 dB, just to imply jungle DNA. And you can automate a slight hat opening with an EQ shelf so it feels like it's waking up. Bars 17 to 24, bring in a bass mid teaser. Keep it high passed so it's attitude without ownership. Add a signature motif, a vocal stab, a foghorn hint, a stabby chord, something that becomes your identity stamp. And at bar 24.4, do a small fill. Keep it short, high passed, and don't change the kick pattern in a way that ruins beat match clarity. Quick coach trick. Add functional anchors every 8 bars. That means at 9.1, 17.1, and 25.1, you add a repeatable cue that happens the same way each time. A reversed cymbal into the downbeat, a dry vocal tag, a single re-stab. DJs feel those as checkpoints in the dark. Now bars 25 to 32, the pre-drop lift. This is where you can do a controlled snare build that doesn't trash the mix. Make a separate snare build track. Separate is important because you don't want to wreck your main drum balance. Use a snare in simpler or a drum rock pad. Program it like this. Bars 25 to 29, half note hits. Bars 29 to 31, ramp to quarter then eighths. Bars 31 to 32, a 16th roll with a velocity ramp. Then process it. EQ8, high pass around 150 to 250 Hz so it doesn't thump. A small presence boost in the 2 to 4 kHz zone if it needs to speak. Saturator, soft clip on, drive 2 to 6 dB. Reverb, decay around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds, mix 10 to 20%. Then compressor, if it's getting in the way of your intro drums, sidechain it from intro drums, ratio 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. Fast attack, medium release. Automation, raise the reverb send or mix slightly as you approach bar 32, then kill it hard right before the drop, like the last eighth or quarter note. That sudden dryness makes the drop feel like it arrives in HD. Now let's build DJ mix cues, clean moments and clear markers. DJs want a clean downbeat at bar 1. They want consistent hats to lock timing. They want a noticeable something is coming at bar 25. And they want a pre-drop moment that's obvious at bar 32.4. Classic move, the pre-drop gap. At 32.3 to 32.4, mute the drums for a quarter bar and let the reverb tail hang. Or stop the bass for half bar while the riser continues. Or do a reverb freeze moment. A simple stock technique that works every time. Echo throw. Put echo on a return track. Set time to 1/4 or 1/8 dotted. Feedback around 25 to 45%. Filter the echo return. High pass around 300 Hz, low pass around 6 to 8 kHz. Then automate a single send spike on one stab or snare hit at 32.4. That creates a neon sign for the DJ and the crowd without cluttering the entire intro. Now do the intro-specific mixdown checks, because advanced intros are about restraint. Low-end discipline. In the intro, anything below 80 to 100 HE should be extremely controlled. Utility bass mono helps, and don't be afraid to high-pass groups harder than you normally would, because the outgoing track is handling the weight. Stereo sanity. Avoid huge width tricks early. Automate width so it grows with the energy. For example, 80 to 90% in bars 1 to 8, around 95 to 110 in 17 to 24, and only push 100 to 120 in 25 to 32 if your mix can take it. And test in mono early. Put utility on your master temporarily, set width to 0, and listen. Do the hats still cut? Does the 2 and 4 marker still read? Does the atmosphere vanish completely? If it vanishes, your identity might be too dependent on stereo tricks. Now let's talk advanced variations you can steal immediately. 1. The A/B intro. You essentially build two 16-bar lanes inside the 32. Bars 1 to 16 is super clean and loopable, safe in any blend. Bars 17 to 32 is character and tension for DJs who want the full ramp. Key detail. Keep the core hats and the 2 and 4 marker consistent in both halves so either half can be looped without feeling incomplete. 2. Swap the marker sound instead of stacking layers. At bar 17, change rim to clap, or ghost snare to a tighter snare. Same timing, new tone. Progression without crowding. 3. Triplet pressure. Add a very quiet, high-pass triplet perk loop for one bar only, like at 15.4 or 23.4 going into the next phrase. It adds tension without confusing beat match, because your main hats remain stable. 4. Fake drop. Riddle drop. At bar 25, do a smaller fake-out gap and impact. Then keep building and drop at 33. DJs love that oh wait moment. Just keep the fake-out lighter in low end than the riddle drop, or you'll steal your own impact. 5. Halftime shadow. For two bars, like 21 to 22, reduce perceived tempo by muting offbeats, leaving a halftime hit and atmos. Then bring full hats back at 23. It feels like acceleration without changing BPM. If you want an extra bit of menace without sub, here's a DJ Safe Reese teaser using stock devices. Use Wavitable or Operator on the root notes. EQ8 first. High pass around 120 to 180 HC. Steep. Saturator. Analog clip. Drive to taste. Auto filter. Band pass or low pass with subtle resonance. Automated opening over 8 to 16 bars. And if you want metallic bark, add corpus very subtly, like tube or beam, low mix. Now you've got threat without stealing the DJ's subspace. And for a noise riser that doesn't wreck the high end, use operator noise or a noise sample, automate a band pass upward with auto filter instead of just turning volume up, and stick a limiter on that riser track to catch spikes. This audio version is shortened for playback.